Mexican actress and singer Ximena Serrañana is just 22 years old. She's already a huge hit in Mexico, though, and now she's bringing her talents to the United States. Serrañana made her U.S. debut in a small downtown art gallery in New York City recently. She sang a bolero like this one.
¿Cómo fue? No sé decirte cómo fue. No sé explicarme qué pasó. Pero de ti me enamoré. Fue una luz que iluminó todo mi ser. Tu risa como un manantial llenó mi vida de inquietud.
Ximena Serrañana plays before a bigger audience tonight in New York City at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. She's going to be performing songs from her debut album, Mediocre.
Son las hojas que escribí ayer.
Mediocre doesn't come out in the U.S. until next week. In the meantime, though, you can check out a video clip of her on the web that highlights how she interprets a song that you've probably heard before. You did a great job on that, and you look so at home with it.
Yeah, I know. It was very strange because I had never heard the song before. I had a teleprompter write down the lyrics as they would be pronounced, and that's why I appear in the TV show with these really big glasses, because I was looking at the teleprompter.
I mean, oh, I thought it was
glancing.
A fashion statement, a sort of Buddy Holly look.
No, it wasn't, but it turned out to be a fashion statement.
I want to get back to your album now, the album called Mediocre. I like the way you set your standards low, Ximena. I want to go to the song No Vuelo Más. What does that mean?
No Vuelo Más means I don't come back anymore.
Si descubro que no siento que la pasión me abandonó, nunca supo usar la razón. Soy atracción de pasajero, mañana me olvidarán y la historia sigue. Dame un momento.
It's got such a nice melody. You wrote that yourself.
Yeah, I actually wrote it with this Brazilian composer that I met through MySpace, who's called Leo Minax. And he wrote the melody and he wrote the guitar part, and I wrote the lyrics.
How'd you meet him through MySpace?
Well, I usually get a lot of requests in my MySpace because I've had it for a long time and I'm really into MySpace. And I don't know why this particular day I decided to go into the profile of everybody, of every request that I got. And I realized that he was this amazing Brazilian composer, and I loved his voice and his music. And a week later, I had a track in my email.
Your voice is really distinctive. I think it evokes different musicians, different singers for different people, but it has a no real vibrato. It has a little bit of kind of a laconic sound to it, sort of a bluesy or sort of a down sound. Do you think that's sort of quintessential you, or is that just the voice of where you are at 22 years old?
I don't know. I think my voice, I think, definitely is still going to evolve, and it's evolved already from like the album to like right now. And I can sing really soft and I can sing really loud, and I just use it for the song.
Are you doodling with a pencil as you're talking to me?
I am.
What's your doodle?
I always do
since
that.
You're in a different studio, you're elsewhere in New York, and I'm in Boston. What are you doodling?
What am I doodling? Flowers, numbers. listing things that without really writing anything.
You know, it just shows your creativity. But you mentioned something, Ximena, how your singing has evolved over the years, even in the course of recording this album. We know, in fact, and we can prove that your singing has really evolved because we have something from way back when, your first, I guess it may have been your kind of professional debut when you were 8 years old. Let's hear a little bit. Is that you laughing?
No, actually, no. The laugh is not me. But that is me. You have the whole studio laughing at me right now.
You can see the potential right there. There it is in a nutshell. Tell us what that was.
Well, that was the theme song for a soap opera that I did when I was 8 years old. No, wait, 10 years old.
Yeah, and you got to do the theme song?
I got to do the theme song, yeah.
That's gorgeous. So did you, at that point, did you say, hey, you know, acting, singing, maybe...
actually started way before that. I the first thing I did as an actress was musical when I was 7 years old. And then I did film from 13 to... till now, till 22.
Till 22. And you're going to be in a film once again, a film that your dad has directed.
Yeah. This film, I think, is being released in August in Mexico.
What's it called?
It's called Intimate Enemies.
Intimate Enemies, or Enemigo Intimos?
Intimo. Yeah, Enemigos Intimos.
And is it going to come out here in the U.S.?
I think we're invited to the Los Angeles Film Festival, the Latino Film Festival that they have there every year.
Excellent. So that's going to be your U.S. debut on film tonight, your U.S. debut before an audience at the Bowery Ballroom in New York as part of the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Yeah. Really nice to talk to you, Ximena Sariñana.
Thank you.
The CD is called Mediocre, comes out next week. We have links to videos and the music of Ximena Sariñana at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.